The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus answered, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said to him, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus answered, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks back to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. As with all these gospel readings, they are lifted out of a much larger narrative. And sometimes when you lift a small piece of the text and hold it up by itself, it doesn't seem to make much sense. You have to blend it into a much larger context. And if you read here the 9th chapter of Luke's gospel, where this excerpt belongs, you'll find that shortly before this, Jesus said he turns toward Jerusalem. Now, biblically, that's a very important statement. And you'll find that in all four Gospels. There is a certain point at which Jesus turns his face to Jerusalem and begins the journey there. Jerusalem being the place of destiny, the place of ultimate destiny, the symbol of your destiny is Jerusalem. And when Jesus faces Jerusalem, he predicts his passion. The Son of Man will suffer and so forth, but he will rise from the dead. He will rise above the suffering. And now he goes on to speak the text of today's gospel. Clearly, Luke is using Semitic hyperbole, an extreme exaggeration in order to make the point of following Jesus. Clearly, the Torah says it's a solemn obligation to bury your father. That's a solemn obligation in the Semitic tradition, according to the Torah. And therefore, Jesus would never say, "Come follow me, let someone else bury the dead." Burying the dead was a solemn moment. However, the teaching is following Jesus Christ is a way of life. And therefore, when we choose to follow Christ, it's a life statement of who we are. It becomes our identity. We're followers of Jesus Christ, not Catholics, not Protestants, Episcopalians, or whatever. We're followers of Jesus Christ. Now, we may live out that vocation call in the Catholic Church with Eucharist, with the Word of God, but the essential identity is to follow Jesus Christ. And therefore, to walk with Jesus is a way of life. Now, that's what it meant when it was first spoken in the Church of Luke. It means that following Christ in the Acts of the Apostles, the Greek word hodos is used. When Paul is going to Damascus to arrest the followers of Jesus Christ, the Greek word is hodos, which means a way. He's going to arrest those who are in the way of Christ, following the way of Christ. It's a way of life. That's what it meant when the gospel was first shaped and spoken in the Church of Luke. What does it mean to us today? It means that as we journey through this day, we should want to say that whatever we do today, we'll have to say we did it in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, whatever sacrifice you make, or whatever blessing you give, whatever you do today, be conscious of the fact that as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a way of life, whatever you do, you will want to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. It will flavor your day, make your day different. My day will be different when I become conscious of Jesus Christ. And you'll find yourself with this awareness, stopping here and there and saying, praise be Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks for teaching me. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to say a kind word, to help somebody, to make a difference in somebody's life. Wow, this is a way of life. Forgiveness and generosity and patience, all of this is a summons. Now we'll make mistakes and we'll fail. We all fail. But keep in mind that to follow Jesus Christ is a way of life. And that's the way of life which identifies us as Christians.